Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:40 p.m. 4:40 p.m. Also, just a friendly reminder that learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Rosens in memory of Shana's grandparents, Binyamin, Bin Yaakov, and Yocheved Bas Yitzchak, and also Mishnayos are studied Lili Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Olos, and we are in the ninth parak, and we're going to learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav today. The Mishnayos have been dealing with a beehive that happens to be partially in the house, partially out of the house, and there's tumma around the beehive. So yesterday we had spent some time talking about what do we do with the hive that's in the doorway when the mouth of the beehive is facing outside to the street. So Bamed Dvar Mamur, Bisman Shapia Lachutz, all of these Mishnayos that we talked about, whether the tumma is under it and whether it goes all the way down, all the way up, etc., all of that is assuming that the mouth is facing out. But Haya Pia Lefnim, what if the mouth of the hive is facing into the house? The kazayis min ames nasan tachtan, there's a kazayis min ames underneath the beehive. Oh, al gaba mi bachutz, or it's on top of it, but it's outside of the house. Kol shu keneged azayis tachta v'gaba v'tocha tami. Anything that's in a vertical column in the within the beehive, underneath it or on top of it or inside of it, it's all going to be tami. V'chol she'enu keneged azayis, but anything that's not around that olive size of a corpse. Tocha v'habayis tohora, or the inside of the hive or the house, all of those things are tohora. But b'socho v'habayis, but if the kazayis min ames, if the olive-sized piece of the corpse was inside the beehive or in the house, so akol tamis, and of course everything's tamay because the opening to the beehive is in the house, just an extension of the house. Now ha'isa gavoh min aretz tefach, if the beehive is more than a tefach off the ground, so now you have an encapsulated space, a space for the tumma to rise. So tuma tachteo babayas, if there's tuma underneath it or in the house, obisocha o al gaba hakol tame. Everything is good. If there's tuma underneath the beehive, or if there's tuma inside the house, or inside or above the beehive, everything's going to be tame in that instance. Because, as I said before, in that instance, everything is going to be tame because the tuma spreads underneath the entire beehive, which forms an ol on top of it. And so therefore, if that comes inside, it goes into the house, it's going to get on top. Everything over there in that instance is going to create a situation of tumma. How and when and under what circumstances does this apply? What happens if the hive is broken? So, Mirtz Hashem, those are some of the topics that we'll take up when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.